present great stories from around the globe by some of the world's favorite writers in Springbok Library of the Air.
Finding Joe by Les Smith.
Are you sure this is the way in?
Yeah. All the buildings are boarded up at the front. This passageway's the only way in. It has to be. Oh, watch the glass, look.
Oh, it's disgusting down here.
Yes. Oh, here's a door.
I can't believe people live in places like this. It's just derelict.
Well, it's got a roof.
But why? I mean... Shh. What?
In there.
Do you think we should knock?
Yeah.
Anybody in?
Do you want to kick us out, do you, eh?
No, we haven't come to do anything like that.
We're looking for someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're hoping you might be able to help us. We need to find someone called Joe. We think he's living rough in this area. Do any of you know him?
What's he look like?
We don't actually know.
We've never met him, you see.
Look, it's a long story, but the thing is, we need to find him. It's pretty important.
We've been told that we might find him here.
Well, you won't, so you better go.
Look, he isn't in any trouble. We aren't trying to catch him or anything. We've got some news for him. Good news. He's due for some money. An inheritance.
Eh? Oh, I've just remembered. My name's Joe.
It's a trick, ain't it? I'll bet you're from the council, really, snooping about.
I can promise you, we're not.
Doesn't anyone at least know where he might be?
His name's Joe. He'll be about 26 years old.
Well, he's not here.
We're wasting our time here, Mike. Let's go.
Come on, then.
Oh, that's it, then. We might as well give up and go home. Forget all about it.
I don't know. I think he's in there. He's one of them. Maybe afraid to show himself. Probably thinks we're out to get him.
But for what?
Who knows? He might have been involved in all sorts of things for all we know. He might owe some money.
And think we're here to collect.
Exactly. Come on.
Oh, no, Mike. We can't go back in there. If Joe's one of them, he'd have shown himself when we mentioned the inheritance. Surely.
Yes, but maybe not if... They're throwing bottles at us now.
We're obviously not welcome. Come on, let's go.
Attention passengers awaiting the 1915 train for Sheffield. This train is running approximately 22 minutes late.
Well, time for another coffee, I suppose.
We may as well take a seat in the waiting room if it's going to be another 20 minutes.
Good idea.
Sugar?
Yes, thanks.
So, a complete waste of time that's been.
Well, did you really think we'd find him?
Yes, I thought we would.
Yes, but we didn't know there'd be this many homeless kids living rough in the Clapham area.
We'll just have to do some more digging and see what else we can find out. For all we know, he might not be in London at all. He might have packed up and left. Might be anywhere.
Excuse me, could I, Oi, don't look at me like that. I'm not begging.
I'm sorry. What can I help you with?
You don't recognise me, do you? I threw a bottle at you yesterday in Patrick Street. I'm sorry about that. You said you were looking for somebody called Joe.
Yes. You told us to go away.
Yeah, I know. You shouldn't have been there.
You mean it's dangerous for us?
Not just for you.
What do you mean? Is this something to do with Joe?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not even sure if it is the person you're after, but I think he might be. Listen, I couldn't say anything back there at the squat, and I don't want anybody to know I followed you.
Okay.
Is Joe in some kind of trouble?
Don't worry. Anything you say is between you and us. We promise.
You sure?
Absolutely. Would you like a drink from the machine?
Yeah, so, coffee with sugar.
Do you live there, then? In Patrick Street?
I might do.
Well, do you?
Yeah, some of the time. But you don't need to know about me. It's Joe you're looking for, ain't it?
Well, you might just be playing games with us for all I know.
Is that what you think? That I've just followed you everywhere you've been for the past 4 hours, just for the fun of it?
You've been following us?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you every place you've been since you left Patrick Street.
Why?
Well, maybe it's just because I've got nothing better to do, eh? Maybe I'm just playing games, like you said. Look, I'll tell you what. Forget Eve and Kate. All right?
No. Hang on. Look, I didn't mean...
Mike?
She's gone. I think I've upset her.
Oh, for goodness sake, Mike. What did you say to her?
Nothing. She just seemed to have this bit of an attitude.
I don't even know her name.
Yes, but we know where she hangs out, don't we? Come on, I don't think it's quite time for us to go home yet.
Do you think we're doing the right thing coming back here?
I hope so.
But she said she didn't want to talk to us in front of the others. Why would she talk now?
Why do you think? Because one of the others was Joe. That's why.
Shh. There's somebody watching us. I'm sure there is.
What was that?
It came from up there somewhere. Can't see anyone, though.
It must be her. Throwing bottles again. At least it's only a plastic one this time.
If it's you, I'm sorry. I know you're not playing games. Listen, we'd like to talk to you.
Shh. Look. There's some paper in this bottle. I think it's a note. I just can't quite reach it.
Come on out. We can talk.
No, Mike. Don't you see? This is exactly what we want. She isn't likely to talk to us here, is she? Come on, let's find somewhere to sit down. See what this note says.
Get on your train. I'm watching you. Don't come back.
I don't think she's going to cooperate.
Yes, but she's still watching us. I mean, think about it. Why would she? Why would she even bother to write us a message?
Get on your train. I'm watching you. Okay. Sounds more like a threat than anything else.
I've got it. She wants to meet us at the railway station again, in the waiting room like before.
Away from the squat?
Yes. Look, I'll tell you what. We'll set off in the morning. We'll get to the station an hour early so we've a decent hour to wait. If she doesn't turn up, we'll get on the train and go home. If she does, we'll see what she has to tell us.
Please stand away from the platform edge. The train approaching platform 4B is the 9:42 to Sheffield. This is a direct...
Well, no sign of the girl.
Oh, well, seems I was wrong.
So what do we do?
Catch the train, I suppose. Oh, you'd think they'd put more carriages on. Look at us all crammed like sardines.
Stop complaining.
Oh, I'll be getting off this next station.
Oh, no problem.
I agree, it does get a bit uncomfortable sometimes.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll start heading for the doors, I think. Good day.
Yes, and to you. Goodbye.
Bye. Honestly, Mike.
Sorry.
Didn't think, as always. Same with the girl. She'd have probably taken us straight to Joe if you hadn't said whatever you did.
Yes, all right.
Look, I'm sorry. You were right. I did put my foot in it, didn't I? But then what did we know about her anyway? She could have just been leading us on, promising to find him for us for a price, and chances are we'd have never seen her again.
No, I don't think so. I think she does know something, but she's frightened. She had to be sure she could trust us.
Excuse me. You don't mind if I plonk myself down here, do you?
No. Feel free, by all means.
You all right, then?
Pardon?
Are you all right?
Yeah, we're fine, thanks. Yes, thank you very much.
Tickets?
2 singles to Sheffield, please.
And 1 return.
Are you all together?
Oh, no. Just us two.
But you can pay for me and all, can't you?
What?
I'm only on this train because of you.
Pardon?
Mike, it must be.
Yeah, it's me, Little Joe. So, hang on a minute. Hang on. I want to get this straight. What you're saying is that my granddad has popped his clogs and left me loads of money.
That's one way of putting it, yes.
So you're my uncle?
Yes, I'm your mother's brother. I don't know if you remember anything about your mother at all, do you?
No.
Well, I don't know how much of this you already know, but your mother left the family when she was 17. Got in with the wrong sort and eventually ended up in prison. By all accounts, she had you while she was inside, and you were put into social care. That's just about all we knew until we started looking into your whereabouts.
Oh, yeah?
You've been in some trouble yourself, haven't you?
Well, I've never hurt nobody.
A lot of people have tried to help you, though, haven't they?
Ah, so that's how you track me down, is it?
Well, yes, but we've seen the letters. You used to write to your grandfather years ago, didn't you? And he wrote to you. But he didn't tell us. Until we found the letters, we didn't even know you existed.
So he kept the letters, did he?
Treasured them.
Listen, you won't need to worry about money anymore, Joe. But you will have to get your life sorted out. We can help you do that.
So, why do you want to do that, then?
It was your grandfather's last request that we find your mother. And, failing that, we find you. I suppose you know your mother is no longer with us.
Yeah, she's dead, I know that. Don't make no difference to me. Never knew her, did I?
A drink problem seems to have been her downfall, I'm afraid. In fact, it was probably the news of what happened to her that led to your grandfather's death in the end. I think he always hoped deep down that Julie would just come home one day, say sorry, and that would just be that. But it never happened, though, and it was never likely to.
So, how much dosh are we getting then?
Well, we need to be absolutely sure, first of all, that you are who you say you are.
Oh.
Then we'll need to make sure you have all the support you need to pick yourself up.
Pick myself up? What do you mean?
Out of the gutter, Joe. To be a responsible adult. No drugs, no alcohol.
Well, that's my business, isn't it?
Look, do you realise just how much money has been left to you?
No. I'm still waiting for you to tell me, aren't I?
Well, it's enough to set you up very nicely. Or, on the other hand, plenty to waste, to lose, to get into the hands of criminals. That isn't what your grandfather wanted for you. And we don't want to see that happen either.
We just want to make sure that the money helps you to live a better life.
What for? What's it to you what I do, eh?
We're doing it for your grandfather. It's what he wanted.
So, how much money am I getting in?
I can't tell you yet. Not until we're sure of your identity.
Oh, come on, give us a clue. £1,000? 10,000?
It's a fair bit more than that, Joe.
More than 10 grand, eh? Ahoy! You lot! You're on the same train as a millionaire! Guess who it is, eh? It's me, Little Joe! To come to save me from ruining myself. Ain't that nice, eh?
Please, just sit down.
Yeah, it's good news, though, isn't it?
Yes, but the whole train doesn't need to know.
What's your surname, Joe?
Richards.
So, do you know anything at all about your mother?
Oh, I know what a name is. It was. That's all.
Haven't you ever tried to find out more?
What for? She dumped me, didn't she? What else do I need to know about her?
Look, I realise life can't have been that easy for you.
Yeah, it's all right now, ain't it, eh?
It looks like it, yes.
What we need to know, Joe, is how we can contact you. You see, we will need to meet you again, properly, to talk about it.
But we need to see you alone, okay? You must be alone.
All right, then.
You call us. Here.
As soon as you can.
So, this is it. 225 North Street, Shoreditch. The flat above the newsagents. At least it isn't that terrible place that girl came from.
Yes, that girl. I wonder who she was. How did she know him?
He was there among them all the time.
Do you think so?
Yes. I hope this hasn't been a wild goose chase after all the trouble we've gone to. And after all the time he's kept us waiting. 3 weeks. Why keep us waiting 3 weeks?
I think he's coming down.
Hello. Come in.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, come on up. I've not cleaned up or anything.
Don't worry about that.
Sit down. I'll move some papers and stuff out of the way.
Now, don't worry, we'll stand. We won't need to stay for long.
Oh, right. I'll go see if I've got any coffee.
No, don't worry about us. We'll...
It's all right. I've got some.
What a mess. Shh. You'd think he might have at least had the decency to tidy up. I mean, we are here to do him the biggest favour of his life, aren't we?
I ain't got no milk. Is that all right?
That's fine, Joe.
You got everything, then. You haven't forgotten the...
No, it's all here.
Good.
So, how have you been keeping?
Yeah, I feel great, tough.
Have you been living in this flat very long, Joe?
Yeah. So, have you brought it, then?
Sorry?
The dosh.
Well, it's not as simple as that. There are things we need to go through first. Signatures and...
We need proof of your identity.
Yes.
We'll need to see your birth certificate and, whatever documents you've got.
Indeed.
So, I'm not getting the money then?
Look, we explained all this to you on the train.
I thought you was bringing the money today.
No, we're going to try and sort things out today.
Well, maybe we should just leave it then, eh?
Leave it? What on earth do you mean?
Well, it's just a bit complicated, isn't it?
Do you realise we spent nearly a week trudging the streets of Clapham tracking you down? Now we've just waited 3 weeks for you to get round to calling us back, and you're not interested. I don't know why we bothered.
Because you want something from me.
No, we don't. We're helping you.
No. Hang on a minute, Maria. Maybe he's right. Maybe we do want something from you, Joe. Maybe some answers. When did you last see your mother?
I've never seen her, have I?
You mean you've never tried to track her down?
No. Why should I?
Are you sure you didn't make contact with her? Maybe just before she died?
Hang on a minute. What are you trying to say? That I had something to do with it?
Mike, stop it.
No, but just think about it. Why shouldn't he have had something to do with it? Joe needs money. Who might give him some? His mum, if he can find her.
Money for what?
You tell me. How about this flat?
There's no way you can pin this on me.
He's right, Mike. It's not what we're here for.
Yeah, but just think. What if we find some evidence to show that he had something to do with Julie's death? We might not have to do what we came to do.
No, Mike. Joe, there is an inheritance. Half of your grandfather's estate, £120,000, goes to your mother. But, as stated in the will, since she's no longer here, it's yours.
Well, what about the other half, then?
That's ours.
Right, so, 120,000 quid, then?
In your name, yes.
And what if you hadn't been able to find me? Then what?
It would have stayed where it was. Unless it's found that you were no longer alive to claim it, then it would have come to us.
Right.
So maybe you can see now why it was so important that we found you.
Yeah, to make sure I get my money. Ta!
No, not quite, Joe.
What then?
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm really sorry.
Mm.
You see, we don't think it would be a good idea to let you have the money.
No.
You'd only waste it.
That's why we had to find you.
Hey? I don't get it. Hey! What are you doing?
Yes, it's a gun, Joe.
Well, what's going on?
Well, it's like this. We need you out of the way. 120,000 doesn't even pay our debts. Double it and it becomes a bit more useful. Get the picture?
Yeah. Yeah. You want my half of the money as well. But
full marks, Joe.
Look, don't shoot, all right?
I hope we don't need to. If you do as we say, there's an easier way out for you.
What? Here, what's the rubber gloves for?
Don't worry about the gloves, Joe. Just you worry about these.
Tablets?
Hold them in your hand, Joe. Get your fingers on the bottle.
Tablets? Oh, hang on a minute.
It's the easy way, Joe. No mess.
And it looks like you did it yourself. All your own idea.
It worked for your mother.
Eh? You mean it was you, what?
We put her out of her misery, yes. I mean, it can't have been much of an existence for her, living in those conditions. She wouldn't have known what to do with her inheritance anyway. We just sped things up a little for her. Just like we're about to do for you.
Take the bottle, Joe.
Take it, Joe.
Listen, I don't want the stinking money. Just have it, all right? You can have it.
Sorry, Joe, doesn't work like that. As long as you're alive, it has to be yours.
What? I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you then, when I've got it. I swear I will.
Take the bottle. Here.
No.
We're giving you a chance, Joe. You can go peacefully. It'll be easy.
You don't think we're serious, do you? All right. Say goodbye then, Joe.
Oh, all right. All right.
Good boy. That's more like it, Joe. That's it. Get your hands around that bottle.
Oh, yeah. So there's plenty of nice fingerprints on it. And all mine, eh?
That's the idea.
You're not as stupid as you look, are you, Joe? And seeing as you're being such a good boy, we've got a little farewell treat for you.
Bottle of gin?
Yes. Once you've downed half a bottle of this and taken the tablets, well, I think the story will tell itself. Don't worry, we've spared no expense. It's the finest London gin, this is.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when my mum only got the cheap whiskey. What?
What?
Don't you think you're pushing your luck committing the same crime twice?
He's got a point there, Mike.
No, don't worry. It'll be a coincidence. Happens to all your type in the end. We'll just call it a tragic accident, except it won't really be all that sad with you, Joe, because nobody will actually care. Filthy bloke dies in filthy flat. Happens all the time.
Yeah, except you're making a mistake with the gloves.
What do you mean?
The type you're wearing. Got them as a job lot, did you? They're for washing up.
They're fine for what we need them for.
Oh, yeah. They're even dipped in antibacterial disinfectant for extra kitchen hygiene.
What are you on about?
I bet the police thought it a bit strange when that whiskey bottle they found and the tablet bottle had traces of disinfectant on them, but not the body itself.
What? Look, how do you know about the whiskey bottle?
It's going to be very interesting for the police, isn't it? When they find these bottles next to my body. I mean,
It's not likely I'd have any use for disinfectant, is it? Not in my filthy little flat, eh?
Just a minute. Something isn't right here.
He knows things, Mike. Shoot him. Do it.
No, I want to know what he knows and how he knows.
Just shoot him. We've got to get out of here. Shoot him. Do it. Now!
Get her down.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Why? Fine, thanks.
Good. Get him to the ambulance.
Come on this way, then.
It's a trap. This whole thing's been a trap.
Yeah. Brilliant, wasn't it? It wasn't too difficult to set, neither.
But who? How?
I think you can come through, Mr. Richards.
What?
Hello, Maria. Fancy telling poor Joe I was dead. I've never felt better. And I won't be going anywhere a good while yet, I hope.
I don't get it.
Well, I suspected something was going on. You didn't expect me to get better, did you, when I had my bad turn those months ago? But I wasn't too ill to hear you going through drawers, trying to find things. Then came the news of Julie. I did notice that you and Michael happened to be away at the time of the supposed accidental death, especially since we'd just had that blazing row about the will. Yes, I remember seeing that look in Michael's eyes even then, a greedy, plotting look. Then, when we found out about Julie...
You suspected us.
I hoped I was wrong, Maria. I really hoped I was wrong. But I had to know, for my own peace of mind. That's why I told you both about Joe. Even I didn't know that Julie had a child until after what happened. I could, of course, have left everything to you two. After all, I didn't know this Joe from Adam. But no, I put Joe into the will to see what would happen.
Don't lie. You knew about Joe all along. You wrote to him. We saw the letters.
I made them up. Planted them there for you to find. The start of a trail for you to follow. And you did.
So you're not Joe?
Brian Gray, private investigator.
I hired him, and he's done a marvellous job.
Oh, I get it. There was never a Joe anyway.
Oh, but there is. Thanks again to Brian. We've tracked the real Joe down as well. It's just that there's something about Joe that you didn't know. Just one little detail that would have prevented you finding him anyway.
I think you can come through now, Joe.
You? But...
Yes, meet Joe, Maria.
All the time you were looking for some bloke called Joe, the Joe you wanted was a she, and she was following you all over London. Even came to see you at the station.
How very clever.
Anyway, you'll be pleased to know that Joe will be well looked after from now on. Not only that, she has employment, I believe.
Yep, I've been on the lookout for an assistant... Somebody who can follow people around, observe, hide in the shadows.
I think you can take Mrs. Richards away now, Constable.
Oh, that was scary. I thought you were a goner there, Brian.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about it anymore, eh? I mean, it's all sorted now, isn't it?
I mean, if that policeman hadn't been in the other room with his gun ready... Brian?
Oh, dear. I think your new boss has just fainted, Joe.
In Finding Joe, you heard Maggie Mash as Maria, Pete Haslam as Mike, Ginny Carlin as Joe, Liz Smith as the private investigator, and Redvers Kyle as Mr. Richards. Other parts were played by Howard Watson.
Listen again next week for another unforgettable story from our Springbok Library of the Air.